Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi has died in a helicopter crash.
Iranian state media has reported that President Ebrahim Raisi, along with Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian and other officials, have died in a helicopter crash in the country's East Azerbaijan province. A total of 9 people, including the Iranian officials and crew members, were killed in the crash, according to Sabreen News, which is a media organisation affiliated with Iranian-backed militias. Mr. Raisi and Amir Abdollahian were travelling in heavy fog after visiting a dam on the country's border with Azerbaijan when the helicopter suffered what state media described as a hard landing on Sunday local time. State media said images from the site showed the helicopter crashed into a mountain peak, although there was no official word yet on the cause of the crash. Raisi, who was 63 years old, was elected president in 2021 and widely seen as the choice of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei after a career in Iran's judiciary. As a prosecutor and at the end of the Iran-Iraq War in 1988, he sat on the committee that sentenced thousands of political prisoners to death. Those executions earned him the nickname the Butcher of Tehran and subsequently subjected him to sanctions by the United States and to condemnation by the United Nations and international human rights organizations. As president, he's overseen a tightening of morality laws, violent crackdowns on anti-government protests, and Iran's first direct attack on Israel. An 86-member council of clerics known as the Assembly of Experts selects the supreme leader, while the public elects the president, the second highest official in Iran. The president runs day-to-day governance but is subordinate to the supreme leader, who holds the strongest financial, political, social and religious power in the country. Raisi had been floated as a potential successor to Ayatollah Khamenei, the current supreme leader. But his death means that the supreme leader has lost a long-time loyalist and regime insider. Under the Iranian constitution, any death of a president results in the first vice president serving as interim president. In this case, that would mean Mohammad Mokhber, who is a politician very much in the mould of Raisi and who has been a prominent member of the Iran team negotiating weapons deals with Moscow. Iran would also have to hold presidential elections within 50 days. To maintain control, conservatives in Tehran could increase repression and persecution domestically after the death of Raisi and also pursue confrontations with traditional enemies such as Israel.